One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. We're continuing our series on trusting in God. And today we come to part three. And we're looking at Psalm, the 37th Psalm in actual fact. And we're looking at verses 4, 5 and 6. I might actually creep into verse 7, I don't know yet. But we're looking at 4, 5 and 6. It says this: take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Let me read that again. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Just those words, right at the very beginning. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. What I find interesting there is the words heart's desires. What is your heart's desire? What is your heart's desire right now at this moment? Let me tell you my heart's desire. My heart's desire right at this moment is to get closer and closer and closer and closer to Almighty God, so that I am so close to him, so that I know his presence in my life every second of every single day. I never want there to be a moment when I don't feel my Heavenly Father's presence in my life. That is my heart's desire. And I believe, beloved, that is why God Almighty gives us our heart's desires, when our heart's desires line up with him and what his word says and what his scripture says. But I love that phrase, take delight in the Lord. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I love this translation so much. Take delight in the Lord. Delight in him. What does your mind conjure up when you think of the word delight? When you're taking delight in something, when you're delighting at something, what does your mind conjure up? You know, I take delight if I stop and think about sitting in a warm field overlooking a beautiful lake. And on that lake there are swans swimming, and there are trees rustling in the wind, and there's silence apart from that. All you can hear is the lapping of the water and the trees moving about through the wind. That's delight. That is taking delight as far as I'm concerned. And so therefore, when I look at Almighty God, when I think about Almighty God, I want to take delight that way. I want to understand him more. I want to understand his heart more. I want to get closer and closer and closer to Almighty God. Until there is no light between us. You can't see any separation between us because I am that close to him. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5 says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. Every single thing that you do in your life, you should be committing to Almighty God. That is what I believe. I don't believe there's anything that we should be doing in life that we don't commit to him. Because if we do, then we can expect failure. We can expect to fall on our faces. But if we commit absolutely everything to Almighty God, and that we trust Him, and we trust in Him, then He's going to help us. We have to put everything aside and keep our eyes focused on Him. I learned this a while ago. You know, if you don't keep your eyes focused on Almighty God, you're going to hear the evil one whispering in your ear. Actually, as you keep your eyes focused on God, you still hear the evil one whispering in your ear, but you take no notice because you know who it is. Go on, do that. Go on, do that. But if we keep our eyes focused on Him, on the glory of Almighty God, and we are trusting Him implicitly, what ill can befall us? What can happen to us? What evil can come our way? I believe none, because we are keeping our eyes well and truly focused on Him. And that is why, beloved, I've said this many times, that is why we created Worship Radio 247. Because when you are feeling down, when you are feeling jaded, when you are feeling tired, when you are feeling that you can't concentrate on Almighty God, all you got to do is switch on the radio, switch on the internet, and turn on Worship Radio 247 online, and you are to be sure you're going to hear some very powerful worship music. And that is the point of this radio station. This is the whole point. This radio station is not here to entertain you. We're not here to make you feel good particularly. What we're here for is to draw you to the Holy One of Israel, to draw you into His presence, so that you know when you're listening to Worship Radio 247 online, you are in Almighty God's presence. And it is beautiful. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. Watch this. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn. When you feel that you have been through so many tough times and you feel that you are certainly not innocent any longer, when you feel you're so bogged down with sin and you know that you cannot possibly feel forgiven yourself, you turn to Almighty God and you say, Lord, please forgive me for my sin. Please forgive me for these sins that I have committed and I continue to commit. Wash me, bathe me, baptize me in your blood that was shed at Calvary. And when you pray in that way, you become innocent. And that sin is washed away. That sin is gone. That sin is forgiven. That sin is forgiven. As far as the east is from the west, says Scripture. And then your innocence will radiate like the dawn. And the justice of your cause, says the psalmist, will shine like the noonday sun. Think about that. The justice of your cause. Whatever your cause is, whatever you are doing, because you are committing absolutely everything you do to Almighty God, you're committing it to Him. Why? Because He loves you. And remember this, He loved you before you loved Him. I want us to do that right now, beloved. Whatever is going on in your life, whatever you are doing, whatever issues are going on in your life, let's commit it now to Almighty God. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, you know me. You know my thoughts. You know my ways. You know what is going on in my life now. Father, you know my issues. You know my fears. You know my pain. You know the problems I face. Father, I lay them all now at the foot of your cross, and I pray that my innocence would shine like the dawn. Father, I commit everything that I am doing in my life right now. I commit it all to you. And I declare now that I will trust you, and I will continue to trust you every day of my life. Amen and amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.